Hello and welcome to the TWU podcast. This is audio log number 14 and today's date is October 25th, 2021. Today's audio log, I wanted to talk about some, I guess it's specific, like kind of questions and thoughts. And they were inspired by a recent, recent news coverage that has kind of hit mainstream media, and it is about a missing woman named Gabby Petito. She went missing sometime in August after going on a cross-country road trip with her boyfriend, and I think she went missing. I'm not sure in which state, but I think she went missing like in mid-August, and then I think 2 weeks before she went missing, the last time they had seen her or anyone else had seen her was that she was pulled over by cops because people on the road reported their van after they saw her boyfriend named Brian Laundry, I think, slap her face in the car, and their van got pulled over, and there's video footage of them, and she's very distraught, and they were separated. He was forced to stay in a hotel overnight and she stayed in the camper van. And the last footage they have of her is when she went to the hotel to pick him up. And then from that point, they don't know what happened to her. And she was reporting missing, I think, a week later, 2 weeks later, something like that, a few days, and they haven't found her. In the coming months after August, they eventually find her body in a park, a national park, I think, in Utah. And prior to them finding the body, there was like huge news coverage about this missing girl, and there was a lot of criticism about how huge it was getting. Because there was a lot of other missing women cases that were not getting the same kind of limelight, which is a different topic in itself. But so at the end of it, they ended up finding the body. And it was very, after the postmortem, they determined that it was as a result of being strangled. And it was ruled as a homicide. And obviously the first suspect is the boyfriend. So even before the postmortem was completed, apparently the guy had already like lawyered up, wasn't talking to the cops. He was like the number one suspect, right? And I'm not sure at what point, but apparently he fled. He was nowhere to be found. The family alleges they don't know where he went. And he kind of just disappeared from then. And then after that, they found the body, confirmed it was murder. And he's the number one suspect, and he went missing. And then they are looking for him. And because the case got so much media attention in the U.S. especially, people were kind of helping the authorities, saying they sighted him somewhere in some park in Florida, things like that. They saw them in their backyard or running across to go to somewhere. Anyways, there was a lot more attention on this normally. And ultimately, I think it was last week or something like that, they found a body somewhere. I'm not sure where. They found remains, and his belongings were located nearby. And it was this week that they confirmed it was his body. He died. Now, throughout this time, there was like, I saw a glimpse of news articles saying how his family was hiding him. Basically, lying and saying they didn't know where he was. There was like articles saying that he was staying with his sister. They lied, and he actually ended up staying with the sister, and they basically like covered it up, like the family covered it up. And so, I mean, this is a pretty bad, like, pretty rare situation, right? But my thought that I had, and I guess kind of stems from, like, if you're the family member of a person, like, say your son or daughter, they committed some really heinous crime, okay? Like, either they murdered somebody, or they molested somebody, or, you know, something really bad. What would you do? Like, I'm thinking, like, sometimes people, they make mistakes and they do bad things because maybe they are having a tough time and it causes them to have like mental breakdown, or maybe they're taking drugs, or it could be just a bad period in their life, and they just need a second chance to turn around. And I totally understand that, that sometimes that's the case. But when it comes down to like your kid, in all the chances they've been given, just end up doing the wrong thing and keep doing bad things to people for no reason, it's pretty obvious that there is something wrong with them. Like, they're evil, right? I'm just gonna say it, that that's a possibility, right? So I was just thinking, like, at that point, if my kid is obviously a bad guy, what would I do? Because this kid is a kid that I raised, and basically brought to life. I was just. Would you feel like a sense of responsibility for their actions on this earth? Or the fact that knowing that if they are given the freedom, they would continue to hurt more people? So I was just thinking about that. So, and I think it's kind of inspired from the news that I've been reading, right? That this guy Brian's family clearly knew that he had done something to that girl. They must have known. They must have known that he killed her, and that it was just a matter of time before the police found the body, and they hid him to let him potentially escape, to avoid the consequences of what he had done. And then I don't know if it's because of the media attention that this story got, that there was nowhere for him to hide, because everyone in America probably knew what he looked like and was on the lookout for him. I think it seemed impossible for him to escape and try to live like a transient life, like kind of low key, because at that point you can't do anything because everybody is looking for you. Everybody knows that you're on the run, right? It was done news everywhere. So he probably just ended up killing himself because at the end of the day, it just seemed like he had no other choice. I'm not sure anyways, but from the perspective of the family, and I'm just thinking hypotheticals here. Like, if my kid did something so bad, like kill somebody, okay? And I knew. And at that point, they didn't get arrested yet. What would I do? Would I help them escape? Would I turn them into the cops? And then what would happen after, right? Would I like just cut them out of my life? Just never see them again? And then I just had this thought because I'm like, at what point do you say like this is it? Like, I am your parent and I'm supposed to be there for you, but you are like a total piece of shit, so I'm not going to be there for you. So I was just trying to kind of think about that a bit. I know it's a very rare situation, and obviously I don't hope this on anybody, but I mean, sometimes it happens. Like, I've read so many stories on Reddit that are considered like legendary stories about parents who've had kids who are literally like the devil. They are just pure evil. I read this story about this guy who said his kid was just an asshole no matter what that kid tried to do to be a better person and get a second chance, that he would never forgive them because what that kid did was so horrendous. It's just, there's no forgiving. So the kid, long story short, was really bad. I think he was into drugs and he's just a really bad kid. Okay, stealing and assaulting people, things like that. But I think when he was a teenager, if I remember correctly, he when he was a teenager and him and his mom were home alone, and the poster was on, like, I think work trip or something, the kid raped his own mom and held her at knife point to do it. And then after that, he writes that his wife couldn't take it and ended up killing herself because of what he had done to her. And the kid, I think, ultimately like served time for what he did and everything, and obviously wasn't living with the dad and whatnot. But he would try to kind of say like he's better now and he's trying his best to be good, but the dad commented just saying like, my kid is a shit and he'll always be a shit and he'll never ever ever be like good to me. And that he kind of just gave up, like he's like, that's never gonna happen. So I mean, that's a very extreme case and I don't know if it's true, but it's one of the legendary stories on there, so I'm sure you can find it if you looked. But I just thought, I can't imagine that happening. I know it's very rare, but it could happen. And I just thought, what the heck would I do if that happened to me? If I knew my kid did some horrendous thing, what would I do? And I thought, I'm like, I was contemplating, would I like potentially like hurt them in a way because of what evil stuff they had done? And then at what point, how evil does that have to be? So I just, this also reminded me of a movie that I watched when I was on an airplane once, and it was a Japanese movie, and it was about a family and how they had to deal with the aftermath of one of the, I think their teenage son had killed somebody. And he was, I think he was going through the court process, and also, and he was being held in the jail while going through this court process. And it showed how much I think harassment they had to go through as a family, and as ones who didn't do anything. They had a daughter and then the parents, and I think they ended up losing their job. And I remember clearly the daughter couldn't go to school anymore, and there was always like paparazzi or people outside their house, and like people like in the town would harass them and like potentially like throw things at their house, because of what their son did. And I think I remember that they actually had to move to some far off place, in Japan to get away from it. And I think that's how the movie ended. And that basically, after everything that happened with their teenage son, and even though like he's going to jail and all that stuff, that family's life would never be the same. And even though like, and it's sad because when you think of it, like if the parent, for example, had done everything that they could have done as a parent should, but their kid still ends up being a bad person, okay? That, you know, the parent tries everything they can to kind of get them in the right direction, stop them from being bad, that at the end of the day, if they can't and their child just ends up being a criminal, I mean, what would you do? Right? That's just, and the worst thing is that what, in the case of that movie, what that kid had done impacted the family's life so much. And I don't know if it's based on like a true story or anything, and I don't remember the name of that movie now because it was so long ago, but it just makes you kind of wonder at that point, what would you do if someone close to you had done something so bad? Would you turn them in? You know, I was thinking in the most extreme sense, like if I had found out, for example, that my kid was like a pedophile. Okay, because you know, once, like, pedophilia is like basically just obsession. That is so unnatural, and it honestly cannot be like taken out of you. If you're a pedophile, you're kind of a pedophile for life, right? And that's why I think they have like those chemical castrations that they kind of I don't know if they force it onto criminals, but. Because it's just so, like, they're physically just built that way to be pedophiles. But I just thought if my son was a pedophile and I know they hurt a kid, I was thinking I might go to the extreme to, like, kill them. Because honestly, there's no curing that, first off, right? And just the thought that they potentially could go and hurt somebody else is... it's really like you'll just die of guilt. Like I would just die of guilt because I'm like, I created a monster. That's what I was thinking. And that was my train of thought with this, because it's like, if I know my kids, for example, okay, not pedophile, a serial killer. Okay. If my kid, I found out, was a serial killer, like they were behind a bunch of killings and maybe the cops hadn't caught him yet. Right. Yeah. I can turn him in. I can turn them in, and then they're going to have like a lengthy court process and all that stuff. Would I pay for their lawyer? No, right? Obviously, you'd hope that they lose. And then what? They get sent to jail, but then sometimes it's not even like they might get a life sentence with parole or without parole. Like it really depends, honestly. It depends on like... how good the lawyer is, right? Sometimes justice isn't always served when it should be served. And I felt like when I thought about that, and I'm like, and knowing it as a parent that you were responsible for this and that's what happened, I don't know. When I think about it now, I'm like, maybe I wouldn't go to the extreme of killing my own kid if they're an evil person. But just the thought, it would sicken me to know that, oh, my child did that. My child hurt somebody else in that way. It just makes me so disgusted. And just the thought that that kid is associated to me, I'd probably like change my name or something. Or like, I don't even know. Like it's just horrible. And so when I think about it in this way, I also think like in the news with that guy, Brian's family, how could that family possibly even stand behind him when they knew what he had done? At this point, the police didn't even get a chance to like interview him in any way. But all of the evidence simply just by saying it points directly to him. And it's like as a parent, like as like his parents, they know like he did it. He killed somebody. And that they let him go is insane. And I'm just like, I'm like my mind is blown. But you know what? That's probably why he ended up killing her, because he comes from a messed up family. Right? But anyways, my thought is sometimes bad apples come from perfectly good trees. And it's sometimes the tree just can't help it, right? If the apple is bad. So what do you do with the bad apple? Do you let somebody eat the bad apple and, you know, get poisoned? I don't know. That's my metaphor I just made up. But I mean, it's just a thought of a very rare situation. And it's kind of sad that some parents have to go through this and they have to feel the consequences of their child's misbehavior. It sucks. And it honestly makes me kind of scared sometimes. You know, when you think about having kids, it's not always going to be so perfect. But the fact that it could go so extreme, although rare, it is possible, right? And there's nothing you can do about it. It's kind of scary if you think of it that way. And just the thought of how many serial killers out there that have existed and who had perfectly good families, perfectly good childhoods, and they were able to live a life of secret while killing people. And the impact they must have had when they got found out, and, you know, how it impacted the family. It's so sad. I wish I could remember the name of that movie now, but maybe if I find it, I'll put it in the description. But yeah. Anyways, I'm going to end it here. I don't know. What would you do if your kid ended up being a serial killer? Anyways, that's it for now. Have a good night and a good evening and a good day. Thank you.